The incredible talents of my next guest, Mark Spud Carroll. He's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, mate. How are you, buddy?
Good, thanks.
Two games to go.
Yeah,
two games, and we've got the big one, the grand final.
And is it true the rumour you've been approached to perform as part of the entertainment at the grand final next week?
Do we know who's going to be the entertainment? I see Robbie Williams down in the AFL. Why can't we have had someone decent?
Well, exactly. Yeah, well, we can highly recommend you and the band.
Oh, mate, always available. True sports, but I'll just give a quick shout out. I'm up there on next Friday with Dale Braman with the big man, and I'm doing a lunch at the Sportsman's Lunch at the Singleton Diggers.
Singleton Diggers.
Yep, Friday the 7th of October, and it's from 12 o'clock. If I give you a number.
Yep.
6572.
Yep.
2622. And, mate, it's going to be a great laugh. I've never worked with the big man, but we're going up there. Anthony Maroon from Triple M is going to be the main MC, and I can't wait to see a few people up there, mate. So.
All right. The Singleton Diggers on Friday the 7th. You can give them a call there on 657-22-622.
Perfect, mate. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Okay. Tonight. Tonight, Cowboys take on the Eels. Do or die, obviously, for both sides. Everything's on the line. Eels primed to go for the blockbuster sellout in Townsville, hoping to reverse their finals hoodoo and go all the way following their last grand final. Yeah. We've got to go way back to 86. Who do you like in this one?
They're certainly going up in style, haven't they? They got their own chartered flight, that big red bird that they got up there. They look refreshed. They look composed, actually. Paramount, they're going up there in the furnace, that being the temperature as well. It's going to be 85% humidity. Home ground advantage, they're fresh. But, mate, toss a coin, I reckon they're a good chance for another. If they start fast, they've got to bash them through the middle, mate. I know I keep talking about belting people, and I mean it respectfully. You've actually got to belt these guys and get them off the game.
All right, you reckon Parramatta can do it?
No, I think I'll go for Parramatta.
All right, okay. Tomorrow night, Penrith and South, a lot of hate between both these sides. Last year's grand final rematch, the Penny Peas minus Taylan May due to suspension. South's minus a couple of key players. They're still sweating on the fitness of Alex Johnson and Jai Arrow, despite being named. Should be a real tug of war and an explosive game coming up tomorrow night, Spud.
Yeah, I can't wait for the forwards exchange again here in this game. Whoever can dominate through the middle, Richard will lay a great platform for their outside backs, that being the South Sydney backline. Alex Johnson, mate, he hasn't ran this week. That's a bit of a 50-50 proposition for the South side, but the main person that got there is what they call Latrell Mitchell.
Yep.
He is the game changer, and if he comes with the right head tomorrow, they could turn the time out on Penrith, but Penrith hard to beat. Not really a home ground advantage, but they're fresh, no injuries. So I think we'll go Penrith in a tight one.
All right, Penrith in a tight one. There's the Sunday Footy Fest, which is happening up at Suncorp Stadium on Sunday. I think gates open at 1:30. There's both the NRLW semi-finals back-to-back, and then there's the Prime Minister's 13, the women's team taking on PNG, and, of course, the men's team as well. So it's a huge day. I think that'll start at about 2 o'clock and go through till about 9 o'clock. And then also Sunday morning down at Combank Stadium, the President's Cup Grand Final between that local team, the Maitland Pumpkin Pickers, and the Ron Massey Cup Hills Bulls team. So there's football happening everywhere.
I know on Sunday at Combank Stadium they've also got the Grand Final for the what they call the New South Wales Cup, which is like the feeders for every club. Penrith are playing the Bulldogs, I think. So
yes, yep. Yeah.
Newtown and minor premiers, they went out the back door, but no, it's just a feast of rugby league.
It sure is.
This weekend.
Look, you mentioned Robbie Williams. He's down at the AFL Grand Final, which was a sellout a couple of weeks ago at the MCG. It'll be a wonderful atmosphere. Do you follow the Aussie rules at all?
No, not really, but I love seeing the big game players standing up and say, buddy, no doubt has to be a highlight there they need to win the game.
Well, if you're a footy lover, it's a hell of a weekend. Good calling tonight, mate. Always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Well, see you next week. See you, guys.
Mark Spud Carroll, his thoughts on the games, and you can hear all the action. Mark will be calling tonight's game, along with Jimmy Smith and Tim Manor, all the action coming from Townsville, and all the action right here from 7 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, all the action of the AFL Grand Final from the MCG from 1 o'clock, and then straight after that, we'll head to Accor Stadium. Matt White and Brett Camorley calling the Penny Panthers and South Sydney Rabbitohs clash tomorrow night. So you'll be able to hear all of that right here.